49 Stuart, Florida, 34995. Join us as we go to a pre-recorded service with Pastor Jonathan McClain.
Now, glory be to God by His mighty power at work within us. Mighty power at work where? Within us. Then you can say, within me. Make it personal. He is able to accomplish infinitely more than we would ever dare to ask or hope. That's our God. I love the reality of children who don't have a problem asking God for things that seem totally impossible. And I've heard all kinds of stories of things that children have asked for and believed God for, and God knew how to make many of those things happen. And I'm not sure where your above and beyond prayer list is. Now, I know all of you have a prayer list of some sort. It may be you, it may be your wife, it may be your children, it may be your grandchildren, maybe your great-grandchildren, maybe your job, maybe your business, maybe it is relationships, maybe it's your marriage, maybe, I don't know, but all of us have some things that are on our heart. And those are maybe those areas that are urgent that we think about. I want you to think beyond that box. If you were going to ask God to do something beyond anything that you could ask or think, what would that be? If God was wanting to release His anointing through you, through your life, through your family, at this time in your life, if God was looking for your availability to accomplish what you cannot even imagine, what would your prayer list be that's above and beyond what you can ask or think? Well, according to the Word of God is saying that you cannot have a bigger faith level than God is able to meet. You cannot go beyond where God is already right now. I believe what God was saying to me, it is spiritual. It's definitely spiritual. And God was talking to me about the importance spiritually that some who have been bound by strongholds, habits, and let me just say it, curses over your family, soul ties, old relationships, going back 10, 20, 30, 40 years. The Word of God talks about what happens when there are sexual encounters that are promiscuous and they're outside of the plan of God. Many times years ago, the body of Christ, you come to the Lord and there's still stuff that the enemy's digging up from the past. I believe it's time that we just believe God to break some of that. And that's part of the abundantly above and beyond what you could ask or think. I believe God wants to break some strongholds over some of our minds. I believe God wants to heal some of our hours of rest so that we're not tormented by dreams and attacks of the enemy during our rest at night. I won't ask for a show of hands, but I went through years of torment during the night when I was trying to sleep. I would wake up with the most horrific dreams. God has healing for you and deliverance for you and deliverance for the body of Christ. We do not have to tolerate demonic lies, interrogation, criticism, condemnation, and defeat over our lives. I'm here to tell you this morning that I do not have bad dreams. I don't. I can't remember when I had a bad dream. It's been years ago. I don't have dreams where I'm involved in sin. There was a day when I did, after being born again. Satan threw so much garbage at me for years. And I struggled with that at night. I would wake up and I would be, sometimes I would be full of fear. Sometimes I would be trying to get away. Sometimes I would just be so discouraged that it seemed I could never break free. I believe this passage of Scripture is just one of many, but I love this book and I love the challenge in the book. That Christ did not die in vain. He died to release us from every charge that the enemy has against us. And so I want to call you to that freedom. Now, some of us have medical conditions and physical conditions that may be genetic in nature, according to the doctors. But I want you to know that you have a new seed of genetic order that's at work in your life. Yes, you may say, yes, my father had, my mother had, my grandpa had, my daddy had, my mama had, but we need to get back to understanding, but I have Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit living in my life. You will not receive the miraculous intervention in your life on the level God wants to give it to you unless you believe God for it. Because it's all by faith. It's all by faith. I see my brother Jeff sitting over here this morning. I'm thinking about some of those early meetings with Amway. We talked about some of those where the power of God would fall and hit people as they gathered on Sunday mornings. They came for business. God had a different business in plan for them. So I do believe there is a strong spiritual element, but not just a strong spiritual element. I also believe that the Father is saying that we as a church are at a perfect place to advance and to build and to see the kingdom of God advance through our family. You know, I'm awake and I'm like, Father, the Father knows all the prayers you've offered up and all the work that's gone in and all the knocking on doors and all the struggles and all of that. And the Father reminded me that the power of God is at work within us and that God is the one who gave us that property. If you only knew how many people has tried to buy that property. In recent months, three churches have tried to buy the property. Businesses, developers for homes, townhomes, for all kinds of things. And every time, and there have been maybe some great offers. I know one company wanted to do a $35 million project. And they said, this will be great for the church. But that was not what God had called us to do. So at this time when I'm saying, Father, right now is the time. The land is drying. It's not dry yet, but it's going to be in about 30 days. I've called the contractor and said, we are going to be putting pipes in the ground. I want you to put us on your calendar. I called him about 3 weeks ago. It takes about a month and a half to get ready. The pipes take about a month to order. I still don't have the resources to finalize that, but I told the contractor, put us on your schedule. We're going to move ahead. We are going to put pipes in the ground. I know that God is at work. And so the Father was speaking to me very loud and very clear that when we do not have the means to take the next step, God always has plans to take us to the next step. And God said, this is a perfect time for you to advance. I want you to exercise your faith. We have had a lot of resistance, but I want you to know that our God is bigger than all the resistance that we have faced. And I'm confident of it. I jotted down in my Wigglesworth devotional, which I think I'm on either two or three. I've worn my Wigglesworth devotions out. But I jotted on November the 10th these notes just because I don't want to forget what God said. And I wrote it this way, Father, I know that you are at work in me to do abundantly more than I can ask or I can even think. I am asking, I'm believing, and I'm receiving right now, today, the more faith that is needed for the next step. I don't know what that means for you, but I trust that every one of us in this room, before we eat our lunch, will be able to say to God, God, I'm ready for your more in my life today, in Jesus' name. So we're going to look here at verses 20 and 21. We just kind of looked at that for a moment. Now glory be to God by His mighty power at work within us. He is able to accomplish infinitely more than we would ever dare to ask or hope. May He be given glory in the church and in Christ Jesus forever and ever through endless ages. Amen. Now, the treasure that's in us, the power that's in us, is something I want you to think about for a moment. If you have something, I don't know what the most valuable thing that you could hold in your hand that you have in your family. I don't know what that might be. I don't know. Maybe somebody has a block of gold. I don't know what you have. Maybe a block of silver. I don't know what you have. Maybe it's a ring. Maybe it's a gift that came from relatives. Maybe it's third generation. I don't know what that might be. But often with the greatest treasures that a family has or even a government has, they're locked up with all kinds of bells and whistles and alarms. Have you noticed that there are still robbers that know how to get through that kind of stuff? Isn't that crazy that all those jewels, the queen's jewels and all, were stolen? Amazing. I don't think they found them yet. So many times the most valuable things are put into what's considered to be a secure and safe place. However, I want to tell you this morning that God puts His greatest treasure and His great power into us. And then the Word tells us exactly what we are. And so when we go to the book of Corinthians, let's go over to 2 Corinthians, and we look at this passage, it tells us that in essence, we are clay pots. Say hello to a clay pot next to you. Hello, Terry, you're a clay pot. Don't take it personal. Hello, David, clay pot David. Hello, Garrett, clay pot Garrett. Hello, clay pot Michael, back there in the back, clay pot. Here we are in 2 Corinthians, and I want to share this scripture with you this morning, starting with verse 6. For God, who said, let there be light in the darkness. Remember that in Genesis? What did God say? Let there be light. Let there be light. He separated the dark from the light. Let there be light in the darkness has made us understand that this light is the brightness of the glory of God. Now, you can't look at the sun very long or you'll burn your eyeballs out. This passage is saying if you want to get a little glimpse of what the glory of God looks like, you can glance toward the sun and you're going to see that you cannot look at it. It's too bright. But God is the one who speaks to the darkness and says, let there be light. Do you know that's what happened to you when you were born again? You believed in Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and God said, let there be light in Harriet. Let there be light in Bill Bell. Let there be light in Pat. Let there be light in Miss Robin back there. And in the midst of the darkness of what Satan desired to be an eternal destiny, God revealed Himself and brought you into His kingdom. Here it is, has made us understand this light, brightness of the glory of God that is seen in the face of Jesus Christ. But this precious treasure, look at it, verse 7. This precious treasure, this light, we're in chapter 4, I'm sorry, 2 Corinthians chapter 4. But this precious treasure, this light and power that now shine where? Within us. We started by looking at the power that's within us. It's greater than what we could understand or ask. And here this passage is saying that this great treasure, this great light, this power of God is inside of us. And it says this light and power that now shine within us is held in, somebody said, cracked pots. C-R-A-C. Y'all are looking at me like I'm nuts this morning. I'm just trying to give you the Word of God. Cracked pots. And do you wonder why we come out different colors? Because pots are made out of what? Clay. You could just say dirt. Go to Genesis. Find out. God gathered us up out of some dust, some dirt. And then He breathed into us the breath of life and we became living souls. And so God made us out of different colors of dirt. That doesn't matter. We come out looking a little different. But we are clay pots that carry this great treasure. God didn't choose to lock His presence forever into a chest. We know it as the Ark of the Covenant. Remember, for Israel, the high priest was the only one that could go into that place once a year, only once a year, because the glory of God was there. But this morning, if we had spiritual eyes to see, the glory of God is here among us. And so we read this and we see what God calls us as perishable containers. That is, in our what kind of bodies? Weak bodies. Weak bodies. And then it says this, so everyone can see that our glorious power is from God and not our own. God's a show-off God. And He wants everybody to know that anything is that is good, anything that is praiseworthy, anything that is worth talking about is because of what He is doing. It's not about us. It's about Him. And this is awesome. And so I wrote into my notes, clay pots full of holy fire, full of the light of God. Now we're going to get to the part you may not like, because the light's got to get out. And you may say, well, I open up my mouth. You know, I work with my hands. I serve. Pastor, I even put up with you speaking for at least an hour a week, and it's painful. I do all of these great things, so surely the light is coming out. Well, thank you for your gifts in the offering. Thank you for your tithes. Thank you for your donation. Thank you for your hugs. Thank you for cooking a wonderful meal that won't give me a bellyache. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you, Ben and Mary Ellen, for driving in from Jacksonville. And all of those things are wonderful, and we can enjoy the presence of God together as a family. But could I tell you that there is a way that the glory of the Lord gets out of your life that maybe you not may not want to hear about, but it's right here, it's in the Word of God. And it starts on at verse 8. Look at verse 8. It says it does not say stressed. We are pressed. You see that? We're pressed. You are under pressure. When I was a little boy, my mom had one of those cookers that was called a pressure cooker. She would put stuff in there that she wanted to cook quicker than just on the pan, on the stove. And she would slide that lid in, and lock together. And she would turn the fire on. And that thing would begin to cook, and there was a little bee bobble up on top. I don't know what they called that thing. But it would get to rattling around and making some noise up on top. Any of you know what I'm talking about? A pressure cooker. And when it started making some noise up there, you knew something was going on inside the pot. You couldn't see what was going on, but you knew something was going on inside the pot. I want you to know that this morning, though our Charlie Cook was martyred in our nation, what the enemy cannot see is inside of that pressure that's being put on the church. There is a work of the Holy Spirit that is going to explode beyond the containment of anything this world has understood. You see, when I look at the former rain, I say, amen. I love Pentecost. I love what happened. 3,000 are saved in a day. I'm looking right here at thousands of young people that are coming to Christ right now. You may not see it yet in your family, but we must pray, we must believe, we must begin to develop our prayer life in that next category. Instead of what I know God has done, I remember what He's done, I've seen what He's done, how about believing God for what you've never seen Him do yet? How about believing God for what you really need? How about believing God for those miraculous things that are beyond your reach and comprehension? Y'all still with me? Yeah, I'm getting hungrier. Okay, so stand by. So we are pressed. We're pressed on every side by what? Troubles. Let me see. I even ran a page out of the King James just so I could have it here, because that's what I grew up with. It's okay. It's good. It's good. So I'm looking at that. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We're pressed on every side. You know, Dake, his notes, he puts into his notes that what does he say here? The first two areas of pressure refer to wrestling. That was his insight. Any of you ever been in a wrestling match? Maybe you didn't plan it. Maybe you weren't a professional. I was never a professional. But that was one thing I could do. I could wrestle some of the cantankerous boys that I like to fight with. They were fast with a fist, but boy, I could pin them down and they couldn't move. And I used to do something. I would be able to pressure my opponent until I would say, you got to say give. There was one neighbor kid, he could punch my lights out. He was fast as lightning. He's still my friend today. Amazing. But I knew if he ever got loose, he'd clean my clock unless I held him until his anger subsided I said, now you have to promise me when you get up, you're not going to bang my nose, or else I'll hold you forever. I'll get you back, and I'll hold you down. And eventually he'd say, give. And once he said give, and I knew it was over, I'd let him go, and that was okay. The enemy would love for you to give in to him. God is saying, why not give in to me instead? Why not believe what I have to say instead of giving in to your hurts, giving in to your pain, giving in to that sickness the doctor wants to throw at you, or giving in to any other attack of the enemy? All right, so we're pressed on what side? All sides, all sides. My wife and I were just having this conversation. What did you say, hon? We get through one battle, and bam, another one shows up right here. Joanne, what this lady and this man have been through is unbelievable. But you know what? Look at her. She's smiling. She can't help but smile. You know why? The power of God is resident inside of them. And Joanne has had God give her new parts and pieces without going through the doctors. That's pretty awesome. She's experienced some great things in God. But the enemy is doing that right now. That is the kind of world we're in the last days. So there's opposition. There's pressure that's being applied. We're pressed, but we're not crushed and broken. You know how you know that? Because you're still alive. Hello? I may be scuffed up and I may be bleeding a little. Thank you, Pat, for plugging one of my leaks yesterday. One of the things you young people don't understand, you know, when you become more valuable as an antique, your skin's not quite as thick. If you run into things at high speeds, you can bleed. Might be bleeding, maybe scuffed up a little, maybe you are sensing stress. Maybe you have questions about whether or not God still knows your address and He's listening, and He is. Make sure when you say give, say, I give up to you, God. We're pressed every side, troubles, we're not crushed and broken. About this next one, we are perplexed. Sometimes you'll say to me, I don't understand. Some of you come to me and go, Pastor, could you help me understand what's going on? Then I'll have somebody, Joe, and I thank God for our ministry team. You know, we have people with so many more brains than I have, and it's a blessing to have them. More answers. That's good. But people will say, do you ever get to a place where you have questions, you don't have any answers, and you don't know what to say, and you... What are you talking about every day? That's like every day. Every day there's something I don't understand. Doesn't mean God isn't God. Some of you have lived with some stuff for a lot of years. Enemy has nagged on you, chewed on you, lied to you, pressured you, accused you. But we need to understand that this is the lying devil that's coming at us. And I'll tell you what, I've resolved in my heart that we're going to serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Ben and Mary Ellen, they're going to serve the Lord. Abigail's going to serve the Lord. We face things. We don't understand everything. But I'm going to serve the Lord. I don't have to understand it all. That's why I have such a great God. One day God was ministering to me and I said, Father, why are you not giving me understanding? He said, you're on a need-to-know only basis. Said, well, Father, what does that mean? He said, I'm not going to give you more than you need to know, because you can't handle what you do know. If you knew what the enemy had planned against you, there's no way you could handle that. I'm only going to allow you to know and be exposed to what I'm going to give you strength to grow through and handle by the grace of God. Y'all still with me? I'm going to get finished. I can get finished here because I know it's time to eat. We're pressed on every side. We're not crushed and broken. We are perplexed. You may be confused. But we don't give up. We need to say that at church. I'm not giving up. We're not giving up. We're not backing down. God didn't bring us this far to walk away and leave us alone. Michael, you're not giving up. Helena, you're not giving up. We're serving God. Our families are going to be saved. Jared, we're praying for our families, aren't we? We're going to see God work in our families. We stand in faith for our families. Great to have two Jones in the church this morning, both serving God, believing God for our families, right? Remember we started talking about clay pots? Don't forget that part. It comes in at the end, right? Okay, we are hunted down. Goes around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. We're hunted down, but God never abandons us. We get knocked down. Yeah, let me see what did Dake say about that. He said, oh yeah, okay. So the first two refer to wrestling. The third is to a race. And the fourth is a comparison to a boxing match. So we do get knocked down. Now, you're all too righteous to ever watch those boxing matches, right? But there's a couple guys in the old life, you watched them. You know, they're beating them up and drop to the mat. Coaches are going, one, two. The Word of God says, when you see that, you observe that, understand that this is the plan of the enemy. But we're not going to give up. You may get knocked down, but what does it say? But we get back up again. We get back up again. There may be nobody here, I'm sure, but somebody probably at one of those other churches or online, maybe down this morning, maybe today is your day to get back up again. In the name of Jesus, could I just tell you, get back up. Ever play Monopoly? Ever get a get out of jail free card? The blood of Jesus, the power of God, the anointing of God is the get out of jail card for you and your family. Get back up. Don't give up. Stand up. Believe God. Because He is on the move. He is on the move. Remember that part about the clay pot and the cracked pot? All of this pressure that you're facing. You know what's happening as a result? The glory of the Lord is being released through your...
If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you can do so today. Please pray this simple prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I believe that you are Christ, the Son of the living God, that you died for my sins. I am a sinner. I need a Savior. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and be Lord of my life today. I ask this all in Jesus' name. And fill me with your wonderful Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been listening to Living the Abundant Life with Pastor Jonathan McLean, coming to you from Abundant Life Assembly of God Church. If you would like to be a partner with us in support of this ministry, you may do so by going to AbundantLifeStewart.com. Please send all correspondence to Abundant Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1349, Stuart, Florida 34995. Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly.
Do you know what happens every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO Christian Radio? News and views to edify the body of Christ. Exciting authors, pastors, teachers, folks invested in richly blessed ministries where the church meets the world. God is doing things you want to hear about. That's Wednesday Live, airing every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Hello, this is Pastor Chaco Varghese inviting you to listen to Word of Eternal Life every Monday at 5:30 a.m. to learn more about God's plan of eternal life through Jesus Christ here at WCNO 89.9 FM.